did you sleep in on?
Tuesday.
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch-up.
Hello all, welcome to the pod, the Tuesday pod.
Welcome to the podcast. Good to have you here. Good to be back. Good to be doing shows.
It is good to be back.
Something for people to listen to.
Just cranking out one daily. Love that.
Yep.
Don't you?
It's a good feeling.
The grind. Back in the...
There's a huge delay. So if people are wondering why it sounds weird, that's why.
Oh, when we said Tuesday. Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Shawnee B back in HQ. Jimmy and I are still at home.
Doing the show from home.
So sorry if that sounded weird.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not actually sorry.
No. Yeah. That's by the end of it, Sean, we'll figure it out. Like we did last time, remember?
Yeah. Live radio.
We'll figure it out.
Well, live podcast. Well, it's not live though, is it?
It's actually not. None of those things are true.
Yeah, we could have edited everything. We could have made this, but we're gonna keep going.
We're gonna keep it in. Why not?
It's a live podcast. What you hear is live. Yeah. It's just you're listening to
nothing
it. Nothing's edited.
Yeah, raw and unedited.
We never edit the podcast.
Nah.
A few times we have, but
yeah, but that was because we just said really inappropriate things.
Remember that time you said those things?
Oh, I've said some f***ed up Hey, Jim, new data has come out and revealed Tasmania's highest earning companies. The richest companies in Tassie.
Now these Tassie-owned companies or companies that are in Tassie?
Tassie-owned companies.
Tassie-owned like
a lot of them are family-owned and operated.
Probably number one would be Jono's Homemade Sauce, wouldn't it?
Just bought into number one. Worth $230 million.
Yeah. $230 million, wow.
Well, I had to make it more than the actual first, didn't I? All right, so would you like me to go straight into number one or would you want to count down?
How many you got?
I've got six, but I can also just scrap the bottom two if you want and just give you the top three. It's up to you, mate.
No, give me the top five. Scrap six work from five to one.
All right, sorry, Petunia, but you've been scrapped. All right, number...
I said don't mention them. I don't want to give them... They're not in my top five. I don't need to know about them.
Number five, Tasmania's highest earning private companies, Sea Road. They're a water freight transport company, $137.4 million. They raked in 2019. Doing all right.
Yeah, that's
water freight, I tell you, that's where it's at, isn't
it? Yeah,
water freight, especially coming to Tassie.
We're surrounded by water. Mm. They're smart, those guys.
They know what they're doing, don't they? All right, number four, worth $143.44 million, St. Luke's Health.
Huh.
Yeah, some health insurance.
Health insurance, yeah.
There you go, cashing up on the health insurance. Again, if you're listening out there going, I should start a company, I want it to be worth millions one day, have a look in the water freight transport area, health insurance area.
Yeah.
Don't look at radio.
Someone told me once, if you're going to start a business, don't start something that's already there.
Oh, start something original.
Yeah.
That's always
because
a good idea, isn't it?
If you're going head-to-head with a company that's like really big and working, it's like, well, you're going to
have
success.
It's always an original idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Entrepreneurs, that's
you look for
so
gaps
good.
In the market, they say.
If you had to think of a gap in the market. You've come up with a few ideas that got stolen.
Spotify
got stolen from you.
No, not Spotify.
Instagram.
Well, no, because I came up with Instagram. I had Instagram, and it was when it first started. It was just photos, and I went, I reckon there should be an app or Instagram should update where you do videos. Mm. So technically, I came up with TikTok.
Yeah. You're genius.
I know.
To be honest, Jim, what happened
but
there?
But I didn't do anything.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You got to move, otherwise it'll fall through you.
Having an idea is not enough.
That's the thing, and these people have moved. Number two on the list, worth 150.
What was three?
St. Luke's Health.
And what was four?
Sea Road, the water freight transport.
No, I said start at five.
Oh, what have I done?
Because you said you had six.
Oh, you know what I've done? I've gone 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've skipped two.
1, 3, 4, 5, 6. What?
I don't know what's happened. You know it does the automatic numbers
so
on the sheet.
So wait, one...
So two has been scrapped.
You said you had six. I said scrap six, start at five.
Yeah, so here's what my numbers do on my sheet. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Here's what my you wrote these down.
I know, and that's what my numbers have done.
Why?
I don't know. That's what they've done.
All right, you know what? Don't scrap six. Give me six.
All right, six, Petunia.
Okay, five.
Sea Road.
Which
four. Is the water freight. St. Luke's Health.
Okay, so you are right.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Three, Incat.
Okay.
Which is boat building repair services. Again,
two?
Don't have two.
You've lost two.
I've lost two. Well, I haven't lost it, just didn't put them on the sheet. You can't lose a multi-million-dollar company. They're out there doing great things.
What was going through your brain?
Well, mate, this is why I don't run a multi-million-dollar company, do I? Hazel Brothers in at number one.
I'm going to make a thing where it helps people with lists.
$227 million they were.
Nath, just doing a bit of research myself, was very interested in Tasmania's businesses.
Yeah, the rich companies.
The rich companies.
Yeah, nailing it.
And apparently, so six of them were among Australia's top 500 highest earning companies.
Good on them.
So that's where you've got this six number from. Because I was like, six is a weird number. I would have went 10 or 5. So I asked you to give me, drop six, give me the top five. Yep. And somehow you lost number.
Yeah, I lost number 2. So yeah. My list went 1, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Now I'm on a few websites. Voss Construction.
Yeah, Voss Construction come in at number 2. And obviously, my sincere apologies to Voss.
The good people at Voss.
The good people at Voss. I love everything you do, everything you build.
Do you love it? Because I feel like you've...
No, I do. And I think they're on the up and up. And I'm a big backer of Hazel Brothers. And I don't want them to overtake them.
Because I'm just on a few websites. And Voss, like, they're clearly number 2 on a few websites. Like, yep. A few people have posted this. Again, 6 Tasmanian businesses are among Australia's top 500. I feel like, whether you realise it or not, or subconsciously, you've deleted Voss.
I've gone 1, 3, 4, 5, 6 for Tasmania's richest companies, and poor old Voss has dropped
what
off
is
the
it
list.
About construction that you don't like?
Well, I just thought, I honestly don't think I have a problem with Voss,
what do Hazel Bros do again?
They do transport and stuff. Construction as well. Yes. Maybe that's why, because we already had a construction on there.
No, I think that they do construction.
They do construction, a bit of everything. They operate in Queensland too.
Yeah.
So Voss, maybe it's because I didn't want construction 1 and 2.
Okay.
I mean, I wanted a bit of, wanted to be mixed.
Who do you want to see on the list? What businesses do you think need to pull their finger out? Do a bit more.
Well, I mean, pull your finger out. These businesses are worth 230 mil.
Yeah, Hazel Bros is worth 200.
I mean, I argue that sometimes we pull our finger out and we're worth nothing.
Are you talking you at Jimmy and Nate or Hit?
Oh, Jimmy and Nate.
Yeah.
Well, I said we pulled our finger out. So,
what do you reckon our worth would be, Jimmy and Nate?
Oh, this is fun.
$4?
No, be in the negatives, mate.
The amount of people we owe money.
Jimmy and Nate. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Please welcome producer Grace in for some gossip.
Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace.
Judge Mariah.
It's really exciting because, obviously coronavirus, you can't travel, so there'll just be a big TV screen and someone will have to run onto set and just spin her around if she swivels the TV around if she does choose to hit the button.
Yeah, so she'll have a swiveler.
She hits a button in her own house and then someone runs out and just
even more expensive now because they have to pay Mariah and a TV swiveler.
And a TV swiveler.
Okay, so who are the other judges? We've got Mariah. Yeah. Oh.
They're saying Ricky Lee Coulter would be the host, not a judge. She'll host it. Ricky Lee will host it.
I think she'd be pretty good at the host.
Who hosts The Voice now?
Daniel Irish guy.
Yeah.
The random Irish guy that we have in Australia.
For some reason, I want to say Damien Leith, but it's not Damien Leith. But I swear his name's Damien.
Too busy writing town songs. Shawnee, I mean, for those that don't know, you were on The Voice. Yeah, is that right? Yeah. What do you think of these new rumours?
I just can't see them getting rid of Delta, to be honest.
She's such a key part of the show.
Yeah, she's such a key part of the show, and I just don't think they're going to get Mariah Carey. I'm not sure if I believe that. She'd be expensive.
Would she be a good?
Yeah.
Would she be a good coach? You reckon, Sean? Because you had Delta as your coach on The Voice, didn't you?
And I Delta was a great coach. She was probably the best out of the four because She's very intense, and she.
Have you got food in your mouth?
Well, I mean, I was talking on the radio. I was eating my muesli. You know, I wasn't ready.
Obviously, Sean missed that lesson. Tell the Gudrun, don't eat and speak.
If you have an age, which everybody does. This is where we challenge ourselves to guess exactly how old certain listeners are by playing this.
They call me 30. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. We've forgotten how to do that.
Yeah, look, there's a few tech issues. There might be a bit of a delay.
Sorry if the clap was out of time.
The clap was out of time.
To be fair, normally for me, my clap is out of time normally.
Clapping's a lot better since when we left because you had your handbrake on.
Yeah, but now, what happened? Something happened yesterday when I...
You were clapping.
I was clapping and I re-injured my... Not re-injured it, but it hurt. And I was like, oh, I'm not ready for that yet. I'm not ready for that.
You said less than 24 hours ago, I should not clap.
All right, 13-10-60. Give us a call right now. Let us guess your age. Best bit about we get it wrong, you win. The official scorekeeper, producer Grace.
Sorry, Grace, couldn't hear. Go now.
Now we can hear you.
Yeah,
we got you. Oh. 123, 160. I didn't know you blew out that much.
Yeah, no, you do. Yeah, I believe you because I know you got the memory of a goldfish. You can't.
No, I knew you were high, a lot higher than me.
Every time we play this, you say the words, oh, I didn't know you were that far out.
Yeah, 160 is pretty crap.
Yeah, okay, that's what I prefer you to come in with. Just, you suck. This is awful.
I would never say that because this is a positive show.
No, because you've got that real like positive, negative vibe. I'd rather someone just be honest with me and go, you suck, or you go, oh, that's not great for you, is it?
Grace, give him some honest feedback about how he's going.
No, Grace, give me the feedback you would when the mics are off. Yeah. See, Homer, she's a mean lady. You don't know that.
13-10-60, give us a call right now. Very, very simple. We will ask a couple of questions. We'll both lock in an age. We get it wrong, Hobart, then you win. Today playing from Dice Art. Hello, Kylie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're going all right, Kylie. What are you up to this morning?
Just on my way to work.
On your way to work. What do you do for work, Kylie?
Payroll.
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 You are the most important person.
Yeah, cash money.
No one's getting paid without Kyle's.
Yeah, right. Does that mean you also get a lot of emails if there's an issue ever with payroll, Kylie?
I try not to make issues.
Yeah, you're good at your job. It's a good answer.
I like that. Mm. Cos, does that mean, I've always wanted this, I guess it's true, you have to pay yourself?
Yes, I do.
Do you ever think, like, I don't know how it works, do you ever think about just giving yourself a little bit extra?
No, never.
What if you've had like a really good week, Kylie? So this is why Jimmy and I could never work in payroll. You've had a really good week. You know you've worked out of your skin, probably big hours. Maybe you've even worked over a holiday and you've just gone, you know what? Throw a couple of extra hundred in there. You ever done that, Kylie? Ever thought about it?
No, never. Not once.
Well, so you're a special Kylie, breed of this person. Is your boss and it was... No, I'm
kidding. It's a pay rise. You got it. No. All right. Kylie, are you married?
Yes, I am.
Have you got kids?
I do.
How many kids have you got, Kylie?
I have three kids.
Three kids.
You got a favourite, Coles?
I can't say.
You can't say.
I mean, she does, but she can't say.
Mate, if she doesn't pay herself extra, she's not going to tell us who her favourite kid is. Kylie, how old is your oldest kid?
28.
28. And what do they do?
Stay at home mum.
Love that. Oh, so does that mean you're a grandmother?
I am.
Kylie, that's awesome. Pay yourself extra for that.
Cos, can I ask, how did you feel becoming a grandmother? Because a friend of mine became a grandfather recently, and he didn't want to be called a grandfather. So he's I can't remember what he's going by, the captain or the skipper or something.
Yeah, you've told me this story.
Yeah.
The admiral or something.
Yeah, something like that. It's something boat,
something
nautical. Nautical themed. How did you go when you first became a grandmother? Were you excited?
It was amazing.
Yeah,
and nice. And do you like being called grandma or what do you like?
No, that's too old. Nan will do for me.
Nan's good. Okay. All right, Kylie, stick there. We're going to try and figure out your age.
Nathan, we've got Kylie from Dicer. She's on her way to work. She works in payroll.
Yeah,
she doesn't make issues and she doesn't give herself any extra.
She's a good person. She's better than you or I.
Yeah, no, much.
Much better.
Most people are. Mm. She's married. Yep. She has kids. She has three of them. The oldest is 28 years old, and she is a stay-at-home mum. Kylie is a grandmother, but doesn't like that's a bit old. Prefers Nan.
Yeah.
Ooh. You're doing some math over there, are you?
Trying to do some math, but I'm also not good at maths. All right, I've got mine. That's mine.
I shouldn't have said it. Because I haven't written anything down yet. But you've shown me. You've given me a clear...
Yeah, because I want to help you out.
You know what? Just because I've seen yours, I'm locking in... Oh, wait, now I've got to... I'm trying to do math.
Yeah, no, you need all the help you can get, as we've spoken about before.
Nate's shown me what he's... Nate's written down 58, so I'm just going to go 48.
48, all right. Jimmy has gone 48. Nath has gone 58. Grace, you have the worst poker face in the world. Looking at her down the line. All right, let's go to Kylie. Kylie, you there?
Yeah.
Now, Kylie, Nath has said 58. Jimmy has said 48. Are either of those ages correct?
No, definitely not.
Oh, definitely not. Okay. Kylie, how old are you?
43.
There you go, 43. Jim. Good one. Good one. Awesome. Yeah. Even though Grace gave you this nod when you said it, going like, he's got it.
No, because you guys saw 48, but it was actually the smudge of my pen. It was actually 43. Yeah. So,
mate, you know what? Give him 43. You need it. So. Jim, good friend of the show, Chris Hemsworth. Get this. He has inked a huge multi-million-dollar deal with Netflix to make four new movies potentially filmed in Australia, which could inject millions into our film industry. This is huge. Chris Hemsworth, he's always doing great stuff for the country, isn't he?
Well, I love that, yeah. I mean, I think, was it the last Thor Ragnarok?
Yeah.
I think he was in. He obviously had moved back to Australia to live in Byron with his wife, and he was adamant. He's like, it needs to be filmed here. Mm. He's like, I'm not going over to the States because they want to. They do a lot of.
Imagine having the power. Must be nice. Yeah. Having the power to do that.
Because I'm pretty sure nearly every other Marvel movie is filmed in Atlanta. They've got a big studio over there in the States. Okay. Yeah. I think they filmed some stuff in London, but yeah, he just was like, we're filming in Australia, and they filmed that in Australia, which was amazing.
Does the Australian tourism stuff too. He does all that. Yeah, we love him. One of the rumored movies apparently is this movie called Spiderhead. Have you heard of Spiderhead?
I have not.
It's supposed to be
Spider-Man. Sorry.
God, no. This is a different version of it. It's apparently a sci-fi drama about criminals undergoing emotion altering drug testing. And there's a few other films that haven't been revealed what they are. However, this is bad because there looks like there is one movie that is going to happen, and we aren't over the moon about this. Now, you and I have spoken about this. It's a sequel to Chris Hemsworth's Netflix blockbuster. It was a smash hit, 99 million views, Extraction. Now, if you haven't seen Extraction, Chris plays a black market mercenary who had nothing to lose and hired to rescue a kidnapped son of an imprisoned international crime lord. Now, you and I saw it. On its face, we thought, what a great film. What a fantastic film.
Yeah.
Until we watched it.
Yeah.
And look, it changed.
It's something you can slap on and there's a lot of action. There's no storyline.
It sucks. I'm just going to come around and say it. I love Chris, but you got to be honest.
I'm not going to say it sucks because I think, what was it, 99?
A lot of people watched it.
A lot of people watched it. And I believe it actually got the green light for a sequel 1 week after it came out.
Yeah, they loved it. Yeah.
But yeah, you and I, not a fan.
Yeah, not a fan. It kind of didn't make sense in parts. The main villain, you don't actually get to know him. But there's no characterization of the villain. You see him once for a long shot, and that's it.
So the movie was so Netflix have all this data because we've been watching Netflix for a while now. Mm. So they understand what we sort of turn off, what we skip, what people love.
Yeah,
and apparently people just want action because that's what it is.
Yeah, it's
action.
Oh, there is a lot of, if you like action, there's heaps of action. There's no, it's just zero story.
Well, there is a story, but it doesn't make any sense. But there is action because apparently that's what people want.
Yeah,
that's why they give Adam Sandler all those money to make bad Adam Sandler movies because apparently people keep watching Adam Sandler. So if you're listening to the show and you watch something on Netflix, the more you watch something, the more likely Netflix is going to go, hey.
So technically it's our fault that it's a crap movie. All right.
Apparently this is what we want.
Here's what I want to do. I want to do everything in my power to make sure Extraction 2 doesn't happen. Because Extraction 1, I mean, the premise was good, but the movie sucked. I didn't like it. So coming up next, Jim, I've got a few ways I want to run by you and also producer Grace just to see if we can potentially make sure Extraction 2 doesn't happen. Jim, you and I, we were just talking about Chris Hemsworth inking a big deal with Netflix to create four movies, potentially in Australia. One of those movies, it looks like it's going to be the sequel to the hit that was Extraction 2. A film that you and I saw, but we didn't love. Was a little bit disappointing.
Wasn't a fan of it. No,
I got producer Grace here as well. Producer Grace, Extraction. Did you watch it?
No, I'm not a big fan of action movies, so it was never even on my radar. Well, to be honest, I don't even think Netflix went, you might like this. They just went, nah.
You watched that. You watched that Adam Sandler murder mystery one, didn't you, with Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, because I like murder mysteries and I like crime and thriller. Not that it was a thriller, so, but
I'm just going to say, you can't come on this show and say you don't love Adam Sandler and then watch an Adam Sandler movie, because Netflix then go, all right, more people want Adam Sandler movies. That's how it works.
It's your fault. We just discovered
you should be able to rate movies on Netflix at the end of watching it.
That's a good...
Leave a review.
I like that. I actually do like
that. Yeah, I think
that's
good.
What I've done, guys...
Because sometimes I put stuff on for a background noise, you know what I mean? I'm not actually watching it.
What I've done, like the Liz McGuire movie, put it on the background, you know what I mean? Just let it play. So, Jim, Grace, what I've done is I've come up with a few ways I think potentially we could stop. We could stop this from happening, Extraction 2 being filmed and Chris Hemsworth filming it.
I want you, I think this was green lit like after the first one.
Yeah, but you haven't heard my reasons to stop it.
Yeah, no, I
understand it's going to be hard to do. I do get that.
I admire you because I think this thing is like, I think it's science.
100% locked in.
I think they've written the script, but absolutely. I admire it because you may be able to stop it. Yeah. Let me know. How are you going to do it?
Look, it's going to be hard. I'll be honest, it's going to be hard, but I think some of these could potentially work. All right, here's the first one. Producer Grace, Jimmy, let me know. So obviously we know Chris lives in Byron Bay, New South Wales. So what I thought we could do is call New South Wales Health and tell them that there's been a huge coronavirus outbreak in Byron Bay. No one can leave, especially Chris Hemsworth, and therefore he can't film. Now, the extra stretch of this is, which is going to be hard to get over the line, the only cure for that particular outbreak is if Chris promises not to film Extraction 2. What do we think?
It's very specific. Like also, he has a lot of money, and he could probably pay people to let him leave.
Oh, yeah, true. Money means power, doesn't
and,
it?
And a couple of things. First thing, I don't encourage the behaviour of calling up making dodgy coronavirus.
No, I understand. Things. I understand the legal and ramifications of that.
That's the first bit. The second bit is, I think if you finish the phone call with the only cure is not filming Extraction, then they go, okay, crazy person, and they just hang up on you.
What is there a better chance if I don't have the cure bit to the end?
I think there was a better chance if you didn't have the Extraction cure, but again, then we... No, don't do it, because go back to lying that there's coronavirus.
All right, we're going to say no to that one. All right, how about this one? To stop Chris Hemsworth from filming Extraction 2, we get in contact with Stan, of course, another well-known streaming service, and say that Chris would love to come on and film something with them, get them to offer an even bigger deal than Netflix, the only catch is that he can't film Extraction 2 over on Stan either.
I think you need to stop adding the can't film, don't film Extraction.
I just want to make sure it doesn't happen.
It kind of takes away from this, and then
What about just, again, exclude the add-on, we get Stan to come on board.
This is a better option.
Yeah.
If this happens in the movie world. People are involved with movies and scripts.
And they're competing. They're competing with each other. Pit them against each other.
I don't know the pit them against each other, but if you offer them, this is your most realistic one so far.
Okay, how about this one? Somehow we get him to return to Home and Away, Chris Hemsworth. We get him to return to Home and Away full time, and therefore he can't film Extraction 2 because he's too busy filming Home and Away.
Grace, I'll let you take this one.
Oh, we can't hear Grace. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Oh, no, there she go. We've got her. We've got her.
Oh, that's good. I was just going to say, I don't even know if Home and Away is filming at the moment. It might be.
If Chris Hemsworth comes back, you know what I mean?
They'll start it up again. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you reckon, would he consider going back to Summer Bay on Home and Away? What do you think, over Extraction 2?
I don't know if he would.
No.
All right. Okay.
I feel like your Stan one was...
Now, here's the last one. Now, bear with it. This one seems a bit aggressive, and it might be a little bit hard to do. But if we could pull it off, I think we can definitely make sure Extraction 2 doesn't happen. We may have to resort to this. We may have to hire somebody to actually extract Chris Hemsworth from his house in Byron Bay, bring him down to Tassie, lock him in a spare bedroom here, only releasing him if he agrees not to film Extraction 2.
I have a spare bedroom. He can bunk with me. That's fine.
Nath, it was announced over the weekend that Mona FOMA, Mona's Festival of Music and Art, will go ahead in both Launceston and, get this, Hobart in 2021. And chat to us a little bit more about it. Please welcome to the show the Mona FOMA curator, Brian Ritchie.
Brian.
Wow, you have a good crowd there.
Yes.
I hope
just
we
for
get
you, Brian.
Like that for Mona FOMA.
Yeah, you know what? We pay them extra. They just come in and sit every time Brian Ritchie comes in. We just get them to clap, which has been the first time. So,
all right, you can all leave. Get out of here. We're going to chat to Brian. Brian, mate, you must be stoked that this is going ahead.
Well, it was pretty, we were walking on thin ice for a long time deciding whether or not we can go forward. But in Tasmania seems to have a pretty good handle on things. And Premier and the state government, health officials have done a good job. So we're going to go forward with optimism.
So, Brian, this is going to go ahead regardless of whether, I mean, look, the borders do look like they're opening, whether it be, you know, sooner with some states, maybe potentially opening up to everyone on December 1st. But this will go ahead even if that doesn't happen, just for Tasmanians?
Yes, that's right. We made the decision that this is the year we have to go local. Tasmanian artists, musicians, they haven't had much work lately. So we want to spur on that part of the, the arts climate. Just get people working again, not to mention arts workers and the technicians and all the other behind the scenes people that put on a festival. They've been sitting around with nothing to do. So it's going to be good for a lot of people. And then, of course, the public has been, they've been bereft of live entertainment. You know, there have been a few things popping up here and there, but this will be the first big event.
Brian, can you give us an insight into what kind of things we can expect from Mona FOMA next year, both in Lonnie and Hobart?
Well, because of COVID restrictions, we won't be able to have a festival hub like we have had in previous years where large groups of people are expected to gather. So we'll be spreading it out among a lot of different smaller venues, a lot of them outdoors and some indoors, but with limited capacity. Some of the performances will be happening multiple times as a result in order that everybody can see it. A wide range of different things, everything from theater to opera to good old rock and roll music and art installations, dance performance, literary performances. So we've got a pretty big program planned. Almost all Tasmanian artists.
Wow, this is good. Local produce. I love it.
Are you excited, Brian? I mean, I think when did you move to Tassie? Was it 2006, 2007? Are you excited to be working with all Tasmanian artists?
Well, we always have a significant percentage of Tasmanian artists anyway. Like last year, it was about 61% of the performers were Tasmanian. So that's always been good for the Tasmanian artists. But in this case, they're really going to shine because they won't be overshadowed by international touring bands, for example.
Yeah.
Brian, as the Mona FOMA curator, are you expected to get around to every single act, see every single piece of art and every single performance? Do you need to beat every single one? And if so, is that even possible?
Well, this year it won't be possible, but most years I do endeavor to see everything, even if it's just a popping in for 5 minutes. This year, I'll try to do that as well. We'll stagger the events so that people will be able to go from one to the other. And as I said, many of them will be happening multiple times, so people will be able to choose which one they attend and create their own, essentially create their own itinerary.
Brian, were you encouraging people to travel from Hobart to Launceston, or is it the idea that people in Hobart are staying in Hobart, people in Lonnie are staying in Lonnie, or would you love to see, I guess, travel throughout the state?
Well, some of that depends on what conditions are in place at that time. You know, like if it's still clear and safe, we do have unique things happening in Hobart, unique things happening in Launceston. So there will be good reasons to travel if that's possible and sensible.
Brian, last year we had the guy who won the plane trip from the mainland and to bring 150 friends to Mona FOMA in Launceston. Now, obviously, I don't think that's going to be happening this year, but have you thought about some sort of alternative like winning a bus trip for you and 60 friends to drive to Launceston?
You know what? That's a pretty good idea. I'll mention it to our comms team. Yeah.
Oh. Bring me on board, Brian. Bring me on board. Oh, what's that? Our people are back. What is that? Another round? Oh, oh, God.
They're all back.
Another round of applause. You're supposed to just clap for Brian. Brian Ritchie, we're very excited for this, mate. We are so stoked that it's going to be coming back next year. Mona Foma, Launceston and Anne Hobart, you are the Mona Foma curator. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
I'm sure I'll be talking to you again.
Nath, 2020, what a year. I've struggled to remember everything that's happened and everything that we've done, but something that we did do earlier in the year, it felt like last year, but it was this year, is I attempted to teach you guitar.
Yeah, you did.
There were some difficulties.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Jimmy's a very talented guitar. You've played guitar pretty much your whole life.
Yeah.
You're not a talented teacher.
No. Look, I'm going to say I wasn't a great teacher, but I'm also going to say you weren't a great student.
No, I'm musically inept, and also I really didn't give it much.
Yeah, I didn't have much patience for you, and you didn't want to practice, so it wasn't the best mix. But so we gave up on the learning guitar, and we just thought I'd try and teach you a song.
Focus in on one song, which I think almost turned to just the chorus of one very common, well-known song.
So we went with one of your favourite songs of all time, which is 3 AM by Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
And I intended to teach it. If you did miss it, Hobart, this is what was it? Was it a week? I think we gave ourselves a week.
No, because I extended it a few. Remember, I had I had some extensions from my mum. Physio. Yeah, I think it actually worked at 3 weeks.
Okay.
So just makes me feel even worse.
Yeah, so this is about 3 weeks of Nath trying to learn 3 AM by Matchbox 20.
Said it's cold outside, and you hand me a raincoat. Funny. All right, here's the thing. You're the teacher, and that's all you've taught me. Yeah, I wasn't happy.
Yeah, you weren't happy. And it wasn't the chorus. It was like, I taught you like the first three chords. You didn't get them. Now, look, I thought that was the end of it. I mean, we've replayed it a few times because I've enjoyed it.
Mm.
But Shawnee B, he's back at HQ. We're doing the show from home at the moment. Shawnee B, you there, mate? How are you?
Yeah, good, boys. Good.
Now, I did try and stay.
You sound a bit down after hearing that rendition.
Sorry. Let's play the real one. It'll get me back up and going. Yeah.
For those who don't know, Sean's also a very talented musician.
He's also a musician, so I'm just offending that many people.
It's weird, though, that probably me and Sean are the most musically talented, but you and Sean have done the most collaborations in terms of
we've
songs.
Almost done we've done probably 3 albums worth of songs.
Now, look, Shawnee B, you were warming the seat for us. You took over while we were away.
Yeah.
And very exciting. We were a bit sad. You got to interview Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20.
Yeah. Oh, look, it was so surreal, hey. Like, I remember as a kid watching 3AM on Rage on a Saturday morning. So to actually chat to him was so strange, so weird. And I've seen online people are paying, Matchbox 20 have just released this big vinyl collection, and people are paying all this money, and with it they could win a Zoom call with one of the band members. So the fact that we got to interview him for free was very
And also, they might not even get Rob Thomas.
No, they might get like the guitar
Steve.
Player or something. They might get Nate.
The drummer.
The second string drummer, Steve.
Now, look, Shawnee, I don't actually know what you've done, but I've got a feeling of what you've done, but you've got something for us involving Rob Thomas next.
I do have something for you guys. A little surprise. Look, we'll do it next, but Jimmy and Nath haven't heard this. Some people in Hobart might have heard this because it was on the radio last week, but you guys are in for a bit of a treat.
Can I just ask one question?
Mm-hmm.
Please, for the love of God, tell me you did not play that to Rob Thomas.
You'll find out next.
Yeah, look, if you're just joining us, Nathan and I are doing the show from home. Shawnee B's back in the studio. Shawnee, how are you, mate?
Good.
Now, we were just chatting about earlier in the year. I try to teach.
So just want to let everyone know Sean's good.
Good.
So I'm stretching out
the first eight. I'm never ready, am I? I'm never ready to talk to you guys.
If you didn't hear that the first 8 times, Shawnee's good, everybody.
Good. I'm good.
Good. Yeah. Look, if you're just joining us, Shawnee, how are you?
Not too bad, boys.
Earlier in the year, I taught Nath how to play 3M by Matchbox 20. I wasn't a great teacher. Nath was also a terrible student. But, Nath, we've been off for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Shawnee B was filling in. Shawnee B, you got to interview Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20.
Yeah, I did. Oh, it was crazy. It was so cool. Highlight. It's at the top of my list, I think. I think that's the biggest one I've done.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Nathan and I were very upset that we missed it. But I haven't heard anything you're about to play. Nathan hasn't heard anything. I believe you did mention us or mention possibly Nath's performance.
I did because, you know, when it came through, I was like, Jimmy and Nath are going to be gutted. I know they're huge fans. You guys have even done a TikTok on their music. I had, look, when you get one of these interviews, you get a 10-minute time frame, and I had to sacrifice a lot of my questions because I knew this was going to go on for a bit. I thought, do I do this for the boys or do I just keep going? And because of the person I am, I kept going and I asked Rob Thomas this. Hey, Rob, I've got... Nathan, which one of us is clicking?
I was in control.
I'll click it. I'll control it. All right. Okay. I asked Rob Thomas this. Hey, Rob, I've got to do one last thing before I let you go. The guys that do the breakfast show here, Jimmy and Nath, they're huge fans. They've actually done a TikTok about Matchbox 20's music. I think Matchbox 20, whoever runs that account, liked it on the socials. They died. They're on holidays at the moment. Nath hasn't got a musical bone in his body. Jimmy actually plays guitar. He taught him how to play 3 a.m. They wanted to get some feedback, so I'm going to play you some audio, all right? Let us know what you think.
Said it's cold outside. And you hand me a raincoat. Funny. Well, okay. All right. Here's the thing. You're the teacher, and that's all you've taught me.
So he didn't get very far through it, but they would love some feedback on the song. What did you think?
Okay, well, I mean, you know, overall it's shit. But
I'm sure they'd be happy with that.
But I appreciate the effort. Like the idea that, you know, the effort is so appreciated.
Yeah.
You know, he's out there. And I've sounded worse.
There you go. Oh,
there you
Rob Thomas has sounded worse.
He said that he would love me in their band. No, which is, that's what it's
no, we shouldn't have told him.
Wow.
You never should have played that, Sean.
I'm jumping straight to the socials right now. Get me Rob Thomas's number. We're touring the country.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.